Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to live your life by design in 2009? Well, then sit back, relax, and enjoy an empowering conversation to advance and enhance your life. And now, your host, Miss Kathy Holloway Hill and Mr. Tony Lamont.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening. This is the Living by Design show, and you have Kathy Holloway Hill here with you.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we're here for the next 60 minutes to enjoy a fabulous hour of empowerment. We have an outstanding guest that's going to be joining us, Dr. Elan. And I absolutely cannot wait to speak with her, Tony. She is an amazing young lady. She's an amazing young lady, and she has a fabulous story to tell. So I'm really anxious to hear more about that. But before we get to that, I'm sure you're doing fine, right, Tony? I know you were kind of sick a little bit earlier or later last week, but you're feeling better?
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling better this week, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I know spring is in the air and the seasons are changing and people are probably having allergy flare-ups and all that good stuff, but there's lots of different things that you can do to help that, so hopefully we've been able to find some relief. Just a couple of announcements I want to make before we bring our fabulous guests on the line this evening is our Women's Relationship Wednesday feature that we've been having on our show. I am really excited about that. That is a really good feature that has turned out to be better than I could have ever expected. And we have decided to keep the feature for the remainder of the year. So we will be featuring the Women's Relationship Wednesday segments every fourth Wednesday of the month. And coming up next week is going to be our Mr. Mark Delaney, who's been here before, and he is going to finish out his series that of the discussion he's been talking about, because his first visit on our show was to focus on the woman in the relationship. And then we talked about the male in the relationship, and then he's going to finish out the show next week and talk about the two individuals coming together in a relationship. So that should be a very interesting show. So look for that next week, and then every fourth Wednesday after that, we will have a guest relationship expert, and we will have many, many, many outstanding guests. And I know some of the people that we're going to bring on already, you're going to be very pleased with some of the people that we have lined up. So stay tuned for more on that, because we have a really good lineup of guests. So, moving on, Tony, are there any announcements that you have for our listeners before I bring our guest on the line?
No, not this week. I know I had a big one, you know, last week, a couple weeks ago, for the Women's Empowerment Series, but no, nothing that I can remember at this particular time.
Okay, you're right. You're right. The Women's Empowerment Series was great. And I also wanted to let the listeners know, if you didn't get an opportunity to tune in last week when we spoke to Mr. Zig Ziglar, that was a great interview. And at the end of that show, Tony gave some really good, valuable information about sleep studies. And he was able to interview a sleep technician at one of the local hospitals there in Indianapolis, and it was really good information. So it was also a great interview with Mr. Ziglar and his daughter, Julie. So if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that show, go back and check it out in the archives, because it's very, very good, very useful information. Mr. Ziglar is a powerful individual in his 80s and still going strong. So I encourage you to take a listen to that if you haven't. So with that, I am going to just talk a little bit about our guest, and I'm not going to steal her thunder. I'm going to let her talk more about her life. She is an outstanding young lady. Her story, when I read her story, I was so moved and so touched, and I've got to have it on my show so that she can inspire so many other individuals, whether we're inspiring women or youth or men or whoever the case may be. I know her story is going to touch so many hearts. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Elan on the line. Are you there?
Hi, I sure am. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Just absolutely fantastic. I'm having another Dynamic Diva Day, and I want to make sure that with my information that we make sure that other people have a dynamic diva life. Contrary to what most people are talking about today, this is not a financial crisis we're in. This is actual financial opportunity, and I want to share my overcoming adversity story with individuals to keep them inspired and motivated that they can make a way out of no way today.
You know, now, Dr. Elon, am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Elon?
You sure are. Yes, you are.
Okay, great, great. I want to make sure. And my co-host is on the line with us, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and I'm you also. I'm really looking forward to hearing this because I know with this financial situation, a lot of folks think that it's dire straits, but your story, and I know you'll get into it, will just give people an opportunity to understand there's no such thing as dire straits. There's dire opportunities, and it's dire when we don't take advantage of them.
You're absolutely right. You know, like I started out the conversation, I'll just give them a Cliff Notes version of my story, but, you know, about 7 short years ago, you know, I found myself as being an African-American woman, homeless mom, with $36 in my checking account at a homeless center, and within a matter of a year and a half, I became a millionaire. And I don't tell this story to impress people, but to impress upon them that if I can do it, you can do it too. You know, and like you were mentioned earlier in your conversation, Kathy, you know, I was going through, you know, the War of the Roses. You know, most marriages, they end in divorce, 50% of them, and the number one reason why is because of money. So when the money is funny, there's no romance without finance. And I found myself not immune to the situation. So what happened was my husband, you know, took his position and then I took mine. You know, I had a nice mm-hmm. private practice, you know, as a naturopathic doctor. And, you know, just like most women, Kathy, I had that S on my chest, super mom, I can do it all. And I thought I could run
right.
my practice and raise my son simultaneously. But also, like most women, I had to make a very, very important decision whether or not to stay home with my son and raise him or to maintain my private practice. And it was a no-brainer for me growing up with a single mom on welfare and seeing what she went through, and it tore her to pieces to have to put me through daycare because, unfortunately, in Philadelphia, Project Neighborhoods, deadbeat dad situation, she had to work to take care of us. And I vowed that if I was going to become a mom, I was going to stay home with my son because I could always have a private practice, but I could never miss out on those first bonding experiences, the first walk, talk, et cetera. Unfortunately, that was not a part of my husband's agenda. And so,
uh-oh.
You know, it became, you know, he took his position, I took mine, Kathy and Tony, and in a matter of minutes, I found myself financially destitute because he emptied our joint checking account. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm homeless, you know, and when that happened, most people panic, you know, but
right.
I realized that I didn't have time to panic because panicking, getting mad at him, blaming him for the situation, playing the victim blame shame game was not going to get me out of my homelessness. Okay, so that's
right.
the first thing I tell people is that when you play the victim blame shame game, that leaves you powerless. And by being powerless, you cannot solve your situation and circumstance. And I knew that I had to be very quick with the solution to the situation. And what I did was, you know, even though I was homeless, I was very kid, that didn't mean I was helpless, and that didn't mean I was hopeless. So, you know, I was very good. I had a degree in naturopathic healing, et cetera. So I was a very good healer, but I realized I wasn't a very good businesswoman. So, you know, Kathy, when I got on my hands and knees, and I did get on my hands and knees, I prayed to God, you know, I realized that
right.
I'm going to stay down a little bit longer because I'm going to get this lesson because I don't believe in failures. I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in the blessing in the lesson. And so I instantaneously realized when I was down on my knees, I'm going to get this. And what I realized, Kathy, what most of us come to terms with, the reason why I was in the predicament that I was in, because keep in mind, when we're pointing one finger at someone, three fingers are pointing back at us. So I knew I had gotten myself in that situation. Now, not to exonerate my husband from his responsibility, that was his karma, and that was none of my business. What was my business is that I had a mouth to feed, and I had to take care of myself and my family, and I realized that my baby deserved a very good life. So I decided right then and there, Kathy, I was so low that I could do nothing but go up high. So I bought a house. You know, I'm very clear. I stepped out on faith. You know, if God can provide for the birds, bees, flowers, and trees, sure enough, God was going to provide for me. And with that idea, you know, and doing all the spiritual work I had done over the years, you know, I realized that I could take control of my destiny. And that's when the dynamic diva within me was born. Because just like the lioness that was out to protect her cub, I was determined to pull myself up by no bootstrap and to make a way out of no way. And in doing so, what I did, Kathy, guess what? I bought a house. And see, most people say, you know, but you didn't have a job. You know, you were taking care of a child. How could you do that? Why don't you go rent an apartment? Well, you know, one thing about that is that I wanted to get out the rat race. You know, and that's what I didn't want to repeat that cycle over and over again. And I didn't want to get into the situation of commonality or mediocrity. So I stepped out on faith. And in doing so, you know, when you do that, when you step out on faith, faith is feeling as if it has already happened. You got to see the light. And in the future, guess what, Kathy? You can't lie about the future. So I put out my energy out there, and I realized that a couple of things. Number one, that if I would change my consciousness, I had a poverty consciousness. Just
Hello?
Like most of us, Kathy. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I thought I lost you for a minute, but yes, go ahead.
But just like most people, we fall into the trap of the mentality. You know, whatever the mind can conceive, it will believe. And so I believe what? The same old story we all believe, that money is the root of all evil. Robbing Peter to pay Paul, pinching pennies, a day late and a dollar short. You know, all those negative connotations attached to money. I had a love-hate relationship with money, and that's what a lot of us find us in that situation. So I really realized that instead of me and money not being on speaking terms, me and money became best friends. I started to love money, and money started to love me back. Because all this is about, Kathy, is about having a better relationship with money. So I started changing my consciousness. I started saying words like, my income is constantly increasing. I am a good money manager. I can handle my money matters very, very well. And in doing so, as I started to change my consciousness, Kathy, then what happened was my life and situation around me changed. I'll give you a prime example. This is very doable, and as I share this story with everyone, I want to be very clear. Everything I'm about to say to you, you can do. It was nothing magical. There was no pulling a rabbit out of a hat type of scenario.
I know.
It was just a very practical steps that I took, Kathy. Real simple. What happened was I had went to a lender, and I was able to get a 100% finance loan. Now, as I say that, people say, you can't do that today. Oh, yes, you can. There are still 100% finance loans out there, and even there's an FHA loan at 3% with a 580 FICO score that people can do a first-time home buyer shopping right now to purchase a home. And guess what? You can get that home that was once $100,000 now for $50,000. You know, I'm looking at a home right now that's $32,000 that's valued at $100,000. So this is the best time to be shopping for real estate, contrary to what you've been hearing as far as the news and radio. And stop doing that. Turn off the radio. Turn off the TV, except for your show, of course. You know,
absolutely.
Turn off the negative information out there, because 97% of the information that we receive from outside sources is negative. It's constantly telling us what we cannot do than what we can. It's very fear-based. And so I'm very clear that we've got to get out of that mentality. So what I did was I bought a house. But when I bought my house, and this is why it's so important to step out on faith, I looked at my house, Kathy, and it had a sold sign on it. Now, you can imagine the conversation that I'm having with myself, because I'm hearing God speak to me and say to me, this is your house. Now, I'm not religious. I'm very spiritual. You know, spirituality is about self-mastery. And one of the things, when I heard that voice speaking to me, and it was so clear, crystal clear, you know, I started to challenge it like most divas do. Women, we start to talk a little bit too much. And I said, but, you know, it has a sold sign on it. But then again, I knew that call the agent. I called the agent, Kathy and Tony, and guess what? The agent said to me, the house just fell out of escrow. Ow!
Wow.
That's when I knew that divine providence would step in when you step out on faith. You have
That's
to give
right.
yourself an opportunity to have a test in order to have a testimonial.
Huh. You are talking my life. You are absolutely talking my life, Dr. Elon. Tony and I had a conversation just last week about everything you're saying. People are so caught up in the state of the economy, the state of the economy. It's worse than it's ever been in the history of our country. And why are we focused on that?
Exactly. And I always say this one thing, you know, in a good market and in a bad market, wealthy people make money. Because they really understand it's all about the consciousness. Because they understand it's unlimited possibility. There's no such thing as poverty. There's only prosperity. And each and every one of us has access to that same source as Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson just now sold $750K worth of tickets. He's going to make about $100 million on this tour that he's doing. And guess what? He's doing it in a so-called recession. You know, so this is what I'm talking
right.
about. It's
that
all
is
about
right.
where you have your consciousness, how much you believe in what you're doing, and you got to realize that you got to be the one. You have got to step out for you because, know what? Nobody's going to take care of you or your money better than you. It's just that simple. You
and no one's going to take care of you, your money, or your spirit, or your health, or your well-being. I'll add to that.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I really stipulate, you know, my website, thedynamicdiva.com, and in my book, Dynamic Diva Dollars, because I really want to emphasize the fact that, you know, all of us are tapping to that source. There's nothing special about me or you or anybody else, but, you know, it's the fact that we chose to think differently and act differently that things start to show up the way we wanted them to. And so that's what I did. First, I developed a wealth consciousness, Kathy. Then after I did that, I became financially literate. You know, I realized we all go to school, we got the 3 R's, and we were taught to get a job. As long as you have a job, a J-O-B, that's just over broke, you're in the business of making somebody else rich, you. So that's what I realized, that I had to create my own reality for myself. So I went and I punched a millionaire at the library. I could afford to do that. So can you. You know, I got a 100% finance loan, you know, purchase my home. So can you. Then when I got my home, Kathy, real simple, guess what I did? I rented out my rooms.
Mm-hmm.
$450. My mortgage was $900. They paid, gave me a deposit. I had my first month's rent before my rent was due in 90 days. You see, these are the practical things we do. I sold my wedding ring. I didn't need that any longer. You know, I had garage sales. You know, I opened my private practice outside of my home and received wonderful tax benefits, including receiving additional income. You see, these are all practical things. Once again, I can do that, that each and every one of us can do. No, I didn't go to Rent-A-Center. No, I didn't put all this furniture inside my home to create another liability. I just focused on creating assets. And then what I did after that, Kathy, one thing I tell people, I didn't say you had to use your cash or even use your credit. I joined limited partnerships with individuals on basic real estate investment deals. They gave me their money, their credit. I had the gumption and the gall to go out there and negotiate deals. And guess what? I don't have a degree in math. I don't even have a license as far as a real estate agent. But guess what? I'm good at. I'm good at being a good copycat. That's all. We know how to improvise. We know how to act like
And I'm
going to
tell you one more thing you're good at. You're good at believing in yourself.
Mhm. Mhm.
You're very good at that, and that is so key. That is
and
so
like
important.
I said, you have to sometimes faith it until you make it, and that's very important because I'd be very honest with you. At that time when I was going through what I was going through, I was really tested by the fire and challenging myself each and every step of the way. And that's why I want to tell, even if you don't believe it, because, I mean, even though I was saying I'm a dynamic diva millionaire over and over and over again, it changed my consciousness. I just kept on doing that because I knew one thing. I didn't want to go back there. Because that was going to leave me homeless. I had to keep my eye on the prize and just focus on looking forward and seeing the best situation out of the circumstances instead of the worst. And that's what we tend to do, Kathy. We tend to focus on what we don't want to happen. And guess what? It shows up.
I know it.
So that's what I want to tell people, you can do this. And after I got the financial education, that's why I tell you in threes, because we want to make this real simple for people. These are the three things: develop a wealth consciousness, number two, become financially literate, and number three, after I did that, take action. Do the work. You got to write the book. You know, you got to do the speaking engagements. You got to go out there and you got to buy that investment property. You got to become a Wall Street Wonder Woman. And keep in mind, don't try to be perfect at it, just be on purpose. You know, don't worry about the details. God will handle all that for you. But if you step out on there, make a decision, divine connections will step in, the divine connections will be made, and you will accomplish whatever dream that you have.
Doctor, I know we're both chomping at the bit. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, okay, good, because I wanted to ask this, because I want to go all the way back.
I have some callers on hold, too. So, callers, just please continue to hold, because we're going to get to you.
Right. I want to go all the way back. I want to go back to the moment when you were in that situation, you were homeless, and you knew your situation. There are so many people that are facing that scenario right now. They're one paycheck away. They have this hopeless attitude about life. They have this helpless attitude. What am I? What am I? How am I? How am I? And I want you to speak, and you've done it very eloquently. You know, why am I? Why does it happen to me? But can you just give them some of this magnificent energy that you have to understand that how you think puts you where you are? You've got to change your thinking to change your situation. Can you speak a little bit more about that? Because so many people are looking at the economy and their situations and saying, I mean, and I can say, and I'm putting my own information out too much, but when I was homeless, because I was in a homeless situation, and you know, it was living in my car or living in a hotel, and didn't have a place, couldn't move into a place because my credit was so bad. Nobody would accept me or anything like that. Couldn't move in with relatives because they were in worse situations than me. But I made a decision that I was going to suffer through and get through whatever I needed to get through until I was able to do it on my own. And that's what I was able to do. And so my attitude changed my circumstance. So can you speak a little bit more about that? Because, I mean, this is applicable to those individuals who not only are in the financial situations, but they're in their relationship situations, and they're in their own funk when it comes to their self-esteem. That all works in the same scenarios. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yes, great question. And one of the key things I want to emphasize to everybody, that your word creates your world. It's in the Bible. The best prosperity book out there is right there. It says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So whatever you say, good or bad, you're breathing that into your life. And guess what? Every word that you say is a prayer. So as you're saying, you know, I'm so sick and tired of being broke, you are going to be sick and tired of being broke. And guess what? I can guarantee you that is your future. So one of the things that I want you to understand, and this is very important, and that's why it's so important that we hear other people's stories. And that's why I'm out there right now doing speaking engagements, because we don't see us. We don't see African Americans coming from a homeless situation, coming from a situation where my father was a drug dealer in Philadelphia, growing up on welfare. We don't hear enough of those stories and see examples of that prospering. So we think it doesn't exist. But let's just talk about Madam C.J. Walker, the first African. We're celebrating Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month to everybody out there. But she was the first millionaire woman, black, white, Asian, whatever, in the whole United States of America. A lot of people don't know that. And she did it before affirmative action, before the Civil Rights Voting Act in 65 and 66, that gave us some so-called liberations and freedom. And guess what? She did it off the backs of black women, because they are the ones that made her the millionaire, selling hair care products and things of that nature. And not only did she do that, and that's what I went back to our history, because we do come from a rich history. We come from a civilization of people that have created the railroads, that created the refrigerator. And we don't, see, that's what I'm saying, you got to study history. A lot of us don't even know we created, or we even create the microchip in a computer. A lot of people don't even know that. So it's not like we don't use ingenuity. Can I say hip-hop? Can I say rap? It's not like we don't create these things, but we give away our power. We give away our intellectual property. And more importantly, we give away our intelligence. You know, they say that education, eduque is Latin, and it means to bring out. So that means that you're already endowed and endowed within your RNA, DNA, with everything that you need to be a psychiatrist, to be an architect, to be a real estate investor, to be a millionaire. Anything that you want to be, God has already gifted you with the tools and tech. All you got to do is tap within the source within you, reach deep down inside, and speak into existence what you want to manifest, and so shall it come into existence. Can I say Tyler Perry? Tyler Perry, as you know, was homeless also. And you know what? He shared his story. You know, it took him from 1992 to 1997, 5 years of constant failure of his films. The same films we just now paid $41 million to see a couple of weeks ago. Those same films, of course, he tweaked it here and there. They failed. But he didn't fail them. He kept going on and on and on and on. And then 6 or 7 years later, imagine, most of us would have given up. Most of us would have said it doesn't work. It's just like his mother, bless her heart. She told him, honey, baby, you got a good government job. You make a $350 a week. Stop trying that dream thing. You know, but he said, I couldn't stop living that dream, because if I stopped living that dream, I would die. And that's what so many of us are doing. And that's why the main reason why we're failing. You know why? The main reason why we're failing is because we're not living up to our purpose. And if you don't live your blessing, guess what? It becomes a curse. And that's what I'm telling you now. It is your responsibility to live up to your ordained right to achieve massive success, and it's a natural talent and a blessing that God has given you. Everybody's got a gift that they must express to the world. And do it. Do it. You can
and,
do it.
And Dr. Elon, you are absolutely right. I mean, you are preaching on here tonight, sister. I'm telling you, because there are so many people, and I know there are probably some people that may be listening to the archive later on because all of my shows are archived, or maybe some people that are listening live right now, that I know that they have lost their jobs, and they are waiting for corporate America to come and rescue them.
Yeah, they may have
they are waiting
job,
for that.
They want a new opportunity. They want a time. Actually, this has been a blessing. Understand, right? Once again, it's how you look at it. See, me, I'm like, jumping joy, rapture. Now go out there and live your purpose. Now go out there and live your dreams. You know, because just this past weekend, I made $5,000 doing a workshop within a couple of hours. This is what I'm talking about. Why is it that I'm making money and you're not? There's no way that I'm any special to you. I can't stress it. And guess what? You're only one thought away from your million-dollar idea. It's a thought, Kathy. Just one thought. Madea was a thought. Oprah Winfrey, Harpo Studios production was a thought. She growing up poor in Mississippi. You know, the woman that wrote Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, was on the British welfare system. Yep. You know, the jewel, the singer, the poet, she was living out the car with her mother, and both of them became millionaires later on. So there are many stories, many examples of people who have been what you're going through. Guess what? Let me make you feel really a lot better. Guess what? Majority of millionaires started out broke, and guess what? They claimed bankruptcy 3.2 times. So it's not like they didn't have any issues. It's not like they didn't have any challenges along the way. The problem was, even when they claimed bankruptcy, even when their house was foreclosed on, they got up and got back into the game. Donald Trump lost $1 billion. You're talking about losing something. Lost $1 billion. And whenever you lose $1 billion, understand that right now, you got to do $2 or $3 billion in order to get back that $1 billion. So just imagine that. Robert Kiyosaki lost money. So many of the rich and wealthy people, it's not like they haven't lost. Will Smith, his first million he lost from being a rapper by making money and spending money. Matter of fact, the first 3 years he was on a Fresh Prince, he was renting an apartment and giving all of his money to Uncle Sam. So understand this right now. If all of these people can do it, all of these people have been through a great deal of, but they persevered. See, you can afford to do that. So many people tell me what they can't do. I always say you can afford perseverance, will, determination, you know, sacrifice, discipline, you know, order, balance, reciprocity, harmony. You got to step out on faith. You've got to trust and believe in yourself. And guess what? Sometimes you got to do what nobody else does. And understand this right now. God bless us with friends to apologize for our family sometimes, because I had my mother tell me that I couldn't do it. Let me tell you what.
Amen,
what
sister.
I had to evict my own mother from a property. You talk about tough love. You talk about challenges and pain. My business partner, me and her were like Oprah and Gail. Talk to each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Next thing I know, she married a man. They tried to walk away $2.5 million worth of real estate. I even had another brother who I was in a business deal with walk away with $65,000 that he scammed me out. But guess what I did, Kathy? I didn't wallow in woe is me. Why this had to happen to me? How could my mother do this to me? How could my business partner walk away? No. What I did was I blessed them. I released them. I forgave them. I accepted the situation, and I kept looking forward. Kept my own enterprise to continue to produce. So most people say, well, Elon, if this happens to me, that means that money is evil. Money is bad. Money is not good. No. You see, money is an innocent bystander. It is what people do with money that will determine whether or not it is used for good or bad. Because the same person like Madoff is also the same person like Oprah Winfrey gave $30 million to Katrina and $45 million to build a school out in South Africa. Mother Teresa was a millionaire. People don't know that. The Dalai Lama is worth millions. He did an event at Rice University. He was paid $70,000 honorarium. Because you know why? Because financial freedom ain't free. There's a price to pay for everything, and it's up there with oxygen. You need money in order to do the best that you can in life. And let me tell you right now, I want everybody to shift their paradigm as far as their philosophy about money. I call myself a socially responsible conscious capitalist. What that means is that I understand that I do not have to compromise my moral ethics and values and my integrity as far as how I do business and who I do business with in order to become wealthy. I understand that I have to step on someone's neck. I don't have to rob, cheat, or steal, or be greedy in order to be wealthy. So this is the message that I want to get out to people, that you can.
And I love your message. I absolutely love your message, because every single person that you named, I mean, including Oprah, every single person, and it doesn't matter if they're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Jennifer Lopez, anybody that you name has been through a test. They've been through a test, and the difference in them making it and other people that stay down and continue to wallow in that woe is me mentality are the ones that have not used their tests to build their character. That's what builds character. When you're going through a situation that's desperate and dire, and you're miserable and you just want to curl up into a fetal position and just make the world go away, that's when you should shout for joy. Thank you, my Heavenly Father, or whoever your higher spiritual power is. Thank that higher spiritual power for putting you in that position to build character.
Exactly.
Because that's where your strength comes from, is your character.
Exactly. So these are the tools I tell people to do in order to be able to build your spiritual and your wealth consciousness. Number one, prayer. Prayer is your conversation with God. Number two, meditate. Meditate is God's answer back to you. When you get very still, this is an African proverb that says that, you know, you can't see your face in running water. So you can't see your dreams and your blessings and things of that nature if you're constantly thinking, if you're constantly gossiping, watching reality TV, the news, you know, text messaging somebody. We're just too busy being human doers instead of being human beings. Because as you and I both know, it's become cliche, but we're spiritual beings just having human experiences. So what can you not do? When it said you were created and likened to the image of God, it can't get any better than that. You know, so that's why I'm very, very clear that the only reason why people haven't accomplished what they've done is that they forgot. They forgot how dynamic they were. They forgot that
Dr. Elon, I hate to interrupt you here, but I just want to go to the lines. I want to make sure that some of these callers are just listening and don't have a question or a comment. Area code 608, area code 608, are you listening? Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello?
Yes. Are you're on the line.
Oh, hi. Oh, my. No, actually, I didn't. But, you know, I will say that I'm just really inspired by Dr. Wow, I can't even believe I'm
Elon
on the show. Elon. Bomani, is that your last name?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. I'm shocked that I'm actually on the line. I don't know how I got on the line. I was just listening. I had actually been to your site a couple of times, and I kind of stumbled. You know how God works. I kind of stumbled on this blog radio, and I saw that you were going to be on. I had never been on this site before, and today I was on, and there you were. And I said, oh, I'm going to tune in and listen. So I'm really happy that
Excellent.
I got the opportunity to hear you. It's pretty phenomenal.
Well, that's great. You continue to listen. What's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to keep you right here listening with us, but I'm going to mute your mic back, and we're going to continue to let Dr. Elon go on with her fabulous message. So if you do have a question, just press your 1 key, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All righty. So, yes, Dr. Elon, I mean, you are absolutely right in everything that you're saying, because I've been there, done that, everything that has happened, everything that you're saying has absolutely happened to me. I've had my trials and my tribulations. I stepped out on faith about 7 months ago, and I didn't even think about failure being an option. Absolutely not an option. And it has been, Tony can tell you, it has been phenomenal. Tony has even said, I have never seen anybody move as quickly as you have as far as building your platform.
Yeah, it's one of those situations that when I listen to the doctor's story, And I hear what she says, and I know your story, Kathy, by the transition that you've gone through in a very short period of time to go from a corporate situation to owning your own business and building your own platform to being hired by major corporations and major organizations to do what you love to do in a period of time that has taken people years and years to do, and you've done in months and months. It's just proof of what the doctor was saying. That thing which you are supposed to do will happen if you have faith and you believe in it and you go in the direction that you've been guided. I think one of the challenges a lot of people run into is we have a tendency to fall on our resolve. I got to fall back on what I know best and what I think I should be doing instead of going in the direction. And I love the analogies and the conversation about God, because God always gives you a message if you're just willing to listen. The problem is we hear ourselves and we don't listen to him.
And you know, you're right, Tony, because I think that something happened to Dr. Elon. She's going to be joining us back here in a second or two, but unfortunately it looked like something happened to her line. But while we're waiting for her to dial back in, I just wanted to make the comment. I love what she said about be quiet, be still, and listen so that you can get the message. Because as soon as we get in the car, if we're going somewhere, we're on our way home, what is the first thing we do is turn on the radio.
Yeah.
As soon as we walk into the house, what is the first thing we do? Turn on the TV. We need to find some quiet time to sit down, be quiet, meditate, and listen to the message so that we can be able to accept it and hear it when it comes to us.
And I like the fact that she used the African proverb about you can't see your face in running water, because that is the ultimate test of sitting still and being still, because you can see reflection when the water is still. So if you're still and you're listening and you're not allowing anything from the outside to cause a problem, you can hear the things that you need to hear, and you can have that conversation and the meditation and God talking back to you. So that is so very important, and I love that analogy and the phrases that she's been using, because it's so simple in a complicated world. We think that things have to be complicated for them to make sense. And the truth of the matter is, the simplest things are the things that really make people do the things that they do. The things that you really love to do are simple things in most cases. They're just simple. You love to do them and you do it. I work with a guy and he's getting ready to prepare himself to get out of broadcasting, and he loves photography. So he went and got a camera, and he's had five or six jobs just doing what he loves to do, and he's not out of radio, but he's thinking of getting out of it now, because it's like, well, I do this because, I mean, I love radio, but I really love photography. And he said, I'm not going to be doing this forever, so let me just go ahead and do what I really love to do. And now it's just being put in place, and that's how it is. You do what you're supposed to do, not what you think you're supposed to do, and it works out. It has no choice but to work out if you follow the way it's supposed to go.
I mean, there are so many things that she said that totally resonated with me. I mean, blessing in the lesson. I mean, she is absolutely right, because until we go through something, I mean, if everything is going to always flow perfectly for you in your life and you never, ever come up against adversity, you will never be able to build character. And when you come up against that adversity, how you handle it, everything that's going to happen to you from that moment forward is all in how you handle that adversity. Do you just give in and give up? Do you feel helpless and hopeless, as Dr. Elon stated? Or do you dance and praise God and just be happy that you have been given a trial and tribulation so that you can learn the lesson and you can build character and you can learn from it and move on? Like you said, fake it until you make it.
Right, and you know the
okay,
one
so
thing.
So you're broke. Okay, yeah. Well, so what can you do about it?
Right, and you know one of the biggest challenges is in the midst of your misery, not being the pity party or the woe is me party, because that's really how you get strong. There's a lesson in everything that you go through, and there's something for you to grow from in everything that you've gone through. There's something there for you.
Right.
The thing about it is, if you're in the midst of pity and then you're in the midst of sorrow, you can't see it. You can't hear it. You can't feel it. It's just not a possibility. And I think that's why, I mean, and when she made the reference about the Bible and everything you need is right there, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I mean, why worry about anything or concern yourself about anything when the answers are there? I mean, your burdens are already taken care of. All you need to do is hand them up and give them away. And once you do that, you don't have anything to do but think about being positive and being faithful and going forward. But we stay in this place, this one place where we live, and that place is where I either want someone to feel sorry for me or I want to feel sorry for myself, and or both. And I can get so much from the sorry. But the truth of the matter is the sorrow really is you being sorrowful for yourself. That's where the true tragedy is. If you stop doing that, I mean, I love her energy. Her energy is just amazing. It is,
it
just
is wonderful.
And I don't know if she's, has she been able to call back in yet?
Well, I haven't seen her come back on the line yet. I don't know what's going on. It's just really bizarre.
Well, you know, the technical things happen sometimes, so.
Yes, they do. And I'm thinking that it must be her line because I know that, you know, the phone lines appear to be working okay as far as the station, the Blog Talk station goes. But I'm just,
right.
You know, we'll just continue to wait for her to come back on the line. I mean, she left us with so much wonderful information. We could just, you know, go with the information she gave us. I know that she does have the Dynamic Diva Institute, and I really did want to hear more about that. She has a fabulous website, and I'm sure there's a lot of information on her website about it as well. But it's just a situation where everything that she was saying, I mean, I was able to just really resonate and connect with every single thing she was saying because it was just so amazing. It was so amazing. It's like she was just truly telling my story.
You know, Kathy, I think one of the things that I really got from the conversation earlier is the fact that when she said that anybody can do this, so many people think, well, you were able to do it because you're this, or you were able to do it because you had that, and the truth is, where everybody is able to do it. Everybody has, and especially when she said, you're one idea away. I mean, you think about how many times you think, and I'll give you an example. It really makes me mad now, but years and years ago, I was sitting at a stoplight, and a fire truck came through the intersection and almost plowed into a car. And I remember saying to myself, you know, there needed to be some kind of a signal where when the fire truck was approaching the intersection, they could push a button and it would stop all traffic in all directions. And I thought about that. It had to be 15 or 16 years ago. Well, guess what? Somebody did that. And I was thinking, oh, my God. And when I saw it happen for the first time, I remember going, oh, man, that was my idea. Why didn't I move on it? But the thing about it is I didn't know how. I just thought, well, you know, somebody's done this. Well, nobody had done it at the time, but they did do it. Because I didn't move on the idea. And so many of us have those ideas, and we may think that idea may be the craziest idea, but that's what they said about Edison, and that's what they said about Ford, and that's what they said about so many different people who have done some unbelievable things and discovered things and engineered things. They said it could never be done, or you can't do that, or you're not able to do it, and they did it anyway because they didn't believe in the lack of probability. They believed in probability and went forward despite what anybody said. And I loved what she said when she talked about forgiving her mother and thank God for friends, because sometimes your family and your friends will let you down and disappoint you, but you've got to suffice past that disappointment and stand on what you believe in and not let their sorrow or let their doubts stop you from being what you want to be.
Right. That is absolutely correct. And I know we have about 15 minutes left on the show. And, you know, Tony, you and I can go over some information because we've got lots of different topics we can discuss. But I did get an email from Dr. Elon. It appears that her email is working. She's having major, major phone problems. She said her phone lines are totally out.
Okay.
Actually, when she was on the line, I did hear it clicking quite a bit.
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah, it did. I did hear it kind of, it appeared that it was going to drop several times. But she said she's been experiencing that all day. She was praying that it would not affect the interview, but apparently it has. And we definitely will be bringing her back onto the show again because she is a fabulous individual. I mean, she was preaching it, wasn't she, Tony?
Oh, absolutely. And that when you have that kind of passion, when especially, I mean, when you talk about a homeless situation and $36, and we she didn't say, I had $36 in the bank, and 5 or 6 years later, I was a millionaire. She said, I had $36 in the bank, and a year and a few months later, I was a millionaire, because she had a millionaire attitude. And it wasn't the fact that she wanted to be a millionaire. It's just that the millions came because of her attitude of success, her attitude of not letting anything or anyone stop her, and her attitude of making sure that she provided for her son. That in itself drove her to do what she needed to do. And we've talked about this on the show. When you do what you love doing, it's not about the money. The money comes because you love what you're doing. And
right.
Everybody that I know that is successful, that has made a whole lot of money, has said the same thing. I didn't do it for the money. The money came because I was doing what I love to do. People paid
right.
me or bought what I had to sell because that was what I love to do, and they found value in it. And that's what we all have to start thinking, and especially in this economy. I mean, I love what she's absolutely right. Right now is the perfect time to start doing the things that you need to do. And buying a house, she bought a house after being homeless. I mean,
right.
you go from homeless to owning a home, and you didn't. She said, I didn't want an apartment. I didn't want any of that. So you go from not wanting an apartment, from homeless to owning a home, to then renting out rooms in your home to being a millionaire in a year and some
yeah.
months. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. And I truly, and for those of you that have, those of you that have just joined us, I know there's some people that just came into the chat room and just dialed in. Unfortunately, our guest was having major phone problems on her end. We're fine here with the show, but she was having major phone problems on her end. And she sent me an email note, she sent me a text, and she can't get back in. Her phone line is totally down. She's been having problems all day long. So, unfortunately, she can't get back in, but we will be bringing her back. So, if you just joined us, I wanted to let you know that we will be bringing Dr. Ilan Bomani back to our show in a date coming up soon, because she had a fabulous story to tell, and she was truly telling it. I mean, she was telling it so very, very well. And I just, everything she was saying, it was just, she pretty much was telling my story. I mean, other than the homeless part, and, you know, wherever God takes me, that's where he takes me. But other than that, every single thing she's saying, I have been there. I've been through it. I was in a corporate career. I was miserable. And I absolutely did not get anything from it. I was getting nothing from it. I was getting a paycheck, and I was just pretty much thriving. I was just, you know, existing. I mean, it wasn't really a life. Every Sunday night, I would be miserable, just did not want to go in and do that work, but I continued to do it until God stepped in, and I pulled the strength, and God said, trust me. And I left it behind, and I stepped out on faith, and I said, I'm going to do what I love, and this is what I love doing, is what I'm doing right now, is talking to my listeners. Everyone under the sound of my voice, this is what I love to do, to empower people to be the best they can be, because everyone has brilliance in them. We all have greatness inside of us. And every time I talk about this, I did when I did the Women's Empowerment panel discussion a couple of weekends ago, every single person that got up and asked a question, they started it off with, I can't, I don't, I won't. And before you even open your mouth, just like Dr. Ilan said, your words create your world. And if those are the first words out of your mouth, then that's what your world is going to be. I can't, I don't, and I won't. And everything that comes to you will be in that manner. And I just, oh, my goodness, Tony, it's just, oh, she really.
Well, and you know something? And here's the challenge. Here's the challenge to everybody that's listening to us live. Here's the challenge to everyone that's on the archive, that will listen during the archive. I challenge everybody to give themselves 1 week. Just do 1 week of eliminating don't, can't, and won't out of your vocabulary. Replace them with I will, I can, and I do. just don't allow you. And you know, it really, it's going to take some work because we are creatures of habit. But if you just take the time and be conscious of your words. So when you decide to do that, give yourself 1 week, just 7 days, and eliminate those words, those three simple words from you. Just eliminate the can't, won't, and don't. Eliminate them. Just take them out of your vocabulary. Watch how you feel, how your world really starts changing. What happens, which is so amazing, is people around you notice things about you differently. They start changing around you because you don't say don't and you say can, people start, I mean, and as you, we've talked about this before, how the universe works, you are lining up the universe to give you exactly what you want.
Right, and you don't even realize it.
Or from the standpoint of the biblical standpoint, God says, ask and you will receive. He's not going to deny you what you want. He's going to give you what your heart desires. Now, you have to remember this, though. You have to remember that he's going to do it in his time. It may not come when you want it, but it comes always right on time. But the one thing that you have to remember is faith is about believing that it can and will happen, even when it looks like it doesn't. Like the story my pastor used to always tell about the old woman who they had the church meeting, and they were sitting in the meeting, and it hadn't rained in the small town. They were suffering from a drought, and they got together and had a prayer meeting. And they had this prayer meeting, and they were just praying for rain. And so they said, well, we'll go ahead and do this on Monday, and we'll pray for rain, and then we'll come back together on Wednesday. And if it doesn't happen on Wednesday, then we'll pray. Well, it came Monday, and they prayed. And nothing happened. So then on Wednesday, this little old lady came to the prayer meeting, and she had on galoshes, she had on a poncho, she had an umbrella, and she had on a rain hat. And they said, well, sister, why are you here, you know, dressed in all this rain gear? And why do you have the umbrella? And she said, look, we asked for it. God said he'll provide for it. Y'all need to understand and have faith that it's going to happen. I'm ready for it to rain. And that's how she did it. That's how we have to live our lives. We have to order it and be ready for it to happen. And the thing about it is, be careful what you ask for, because God is going to provide it for you. So when you're listening, when you ask it, he's listening to you. So watch how you speak to it.
And Tony, you know, that's true what you just said. Somebody in the chat room just made a very good comment, and I want to talk to that for a minute, because an individual in the chat room by the name of Soulfully Thinking said that a support system is very, very important, and I totally 100% agree, because a lot of people don't have a good support system. And I know Dr. Elon, she talked a little bit to that before her phone lines started acting up, and she said that's why God made friends, to apologize for family members, because sometimes your family falls short of being a good support system for you. And even the people that unfortunately may not have supportive friends, because I know there's a lot of situations where, unfortunately, a lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't get the things that we're saying on the show today. They just want to wallow in their misery, and they don't get it yet. And they may not have that support to lift them up and help them realize that their words create their world, and they don't have that. So I just want to speak to that and let people know that even though you may not have the friends or you may not have the family and you may lack the support in that manner, there's always other ways to gain support. If you have a PC, you can go on the Internet and find a forum, a message board, a chat room, a spiritual chat room to get support. Go to church. You can go to church and find support from people that have like attitudes that you have that can lift you up, and read the Bible. There's so many ways. So, you know, Tony, you can even talk about some ways that can help them get support.
Well, I think the easiest thing to really direct them is very simple. When it comes to support, we always think about those individuals that are closest to us as our support system. But the truth of the matter is that those individuals that are closest to us may not be prepared to be in that position to support us. Once we've ordered, the universe has ordered it, we've ordered it from the universe, your support system is already in place. It's already put in place for you to get to it. So you have to move those individuals out of the way who have caused or are causing the blockage, even that mindset that you have, because the support is already there. When your destination has already been put in front of you, everything that you need to get there is already waiting for you. All you have to do is get to it, and the only way to get to it is to move forward. So if you think about support in the traditional way, you may not ever get to it. That's family and friends. But what you have to understand is your support is there. As Kathy said, there may be message boards. It may be an absolute stranger that you tell a story to, and that absolute stranger is your support. I remember talking to a friend of mine who has a cleaning business, and I was talking to the friend, and I told him about the cleaning business, and in the midst of the conversation found out that they had a multi-million dollar building, over 33,000 square feet, and my friend was looking to increase the business. Well, in telling that story, they picked up the contract simply because the conversation was there. It was nothing but God, because it was just a general conversation. That's what you have to look. You've got to open up your mind, open up your mouth, and open up your spirit and be ready to accept it, because once it's ordered, you got to get ready for it and be prepared for it. So don't look at support as the traditional support if you got family and friends that are supportive of you, great. If they have the ability to help you, great. But look outside that comfort zone, because many times what you need and what you're looking for isn't in front of you. It's way in front of you, and you have to get to it.
And, Tony, you know my story, and that's one reason I became a life coach, is because of that support system, because I've told you many times of, you know, the stories of me growing up and the trials and the tribulations that I went through growing up, and my family just truly just crushed my self-esteem and, you know, destroyed my self-esteem, and I just felt useless. I mean, I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel like I was much of anything. So, you know, I totally, totally understand about support and how important it is, and there are so many different ways that it can happen. So, you know, and I'm just saying all that to say that just because your family is not there for you doesn't mean that it's the end of your support circle, because there are many ways to get that done.
Yeah, and as Dr. Bomani said, you know, there has to be a paradigm shift in your thinking. There has to be a different way. If you're thinking that you can't make it, you got to think that you can make it. If you don't see a way, you have to make a way. If everything in front of you is dark, then go toward the light. I mean, it seems like those are simple things to say, but it really is that simple. If somebody's trying to block you from your dreams, move them out of the way. Either go under them, over them, through them, but move them out of the way. Because the bottom line is, what is ordered for you cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped unless you allow it to be.
That's right. And you're going to lose friends along the way, because since I've made the changes that I have made and started doing the work that I know I was called to do, and this is my purpose in life, I have lost very valuable friends. But that was all part of God's master plan. It was part of his master plan, and I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to ask why, because it's not for me to ask why. It's for me to do exactly as I was called to do, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. And you know what, Tony, we're coming up on our last minute, and, you know, I really hate to end this show, because it is such a powerful show, and Dr. Alon was a wonderful guest. She will be coming back to join us, believe me. We will be bringing her back. But unfortunately, we're going to be ending our show now, because we have run out of time. And I want you to stay tuned, because I will be announcing Dr. Ilan Bomani to be coming back to our show. So just stay tuned, and, you know, just keep your eye open for that announcement. But Tony and I are going to sign off for now, so we hope you guys have a fabulous week. We will see you next week. I am Kathy Holloway-Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will be closing out, and see you next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good evening, everyone.